Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the weekend edition of the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thanks, Bill. Here's what's happening this week in America.
O.J. Simpson dead. Trump challenges Biden. College students rank the most useless degrees. And America's worst airlines revealed. That's all coming up. Then I'll be back with my message of the day. But first, the family of O.J. Simpson confirmed his death after a battle with cancer. The football star was 76 years old. O.J. rose to fame in the NFL during the 70s, then pivoted to acting in the 80s, and was arrested in 1994 for the murder of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown, and her friend, Ron Goldman. He was found not guilty in October of 1995. He later served 9 years in prison for kidnapping and armed robbery, was released in 2017. The Heisman Trophy Twitter account said the Heisman Trophy Trust mourns the passing of 1968 Heisman Trophy winner O.J. Simpson. We extend our sympathy to his family. The LA Times wrote, he ran to football fame on the field and made fortunes in movies, but his world was ruined after he was charged with killing his former wife and her friend. His world was ruined. Donald Trump challenging Joe Biden to a series of televised debates. The former president said, quote, we owe it to the country. We owe it to all Americans. I will debate you anytime, anywhere, any place. Biden so far, of course, has refused. A recent survey from ZipRecruiter ranks the most useless college majors for 2024. People under 40 were asked whether their degree led to a decent job. Two-thirds of graduates regret studying education, followed by communications at 64%, liberal arts 72%, sociology 73%, and the number one wasted degree, journalism. 87% think that their degree in journalism is totally useless. If you want to be a journalist, go just do it. You don't need to go to school for it. A new report reveals the worst airlines in America. Ooh, which is your least favorite? Of the five major carriers, Delta has the fewest delays, with 21% of flights taking off after the scheduled departure. That's the lowest. Next is United, 23%, American, 28%, Southwest, 29%, and last place, JetBlue, 30% of all flights are delayed, 3% outright canceled. The biggest problem for air travel this summer? Not enough pilots.
Coming up next on the message of the day, it doesn't have to be this way. We don't have to betray one of our greatest allies, like Biden is with Israel. That's next.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com. Promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith, filling in for the great Bill O'Reilly. Now it's time for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Back in December, some IDF soldiers shot at who they thought were Hamas terrorists. They turned out to be hostages, fellow Israelis. And the IDF soldiers were distraught, of course. But then they got a letter from one of the victims' moms. And the letter said, "I am Yotam's mother. I wanted to tell you that I love you very much, and I hug you here from afar. I know that everything that happened is absolutely not your fault, and nobody's fault except that of Hamas. I want you to look after yourselves and to think all the time that you are doing the best thing in the world that could help us, because all the people of Israel and all of us need you healthy. And don't hesitate for a second if you see a terrorist. Don't think that you killed a hostage deliberately. You have to look after yourselves, because only that way can you look after us." It's pretty amazing to watch the Biden White House betray Israel right now in front of our eyes. But it makes sense when you know the left's framework for everything. To the left, there is no such thing as right or wrong. It's all oppressed versus oppressor. That's it. And Israel, the oppressors, no matter what is done to them, will always be the oppressor. And the Palestinians, the Gazans, even Hamas, will always be oppressed, no matter what they do. So all we've heard from this Biden White House and many Democrats across the country is ceasefire, ceasefire. And now the ceasefire isn't even connected to the releasing of hostages, which, by the way, there are still six Americans held hostage. At least for a while, it was, hey, Hamas, release the hostages and then we can have a ceasefire. That's bad enough. Now it's just ceasefire. And now America has pressured Israel to retreat. Israel has stopped their forward operations. Now, they say it has nothing to do with American pressure, but the timing is suspect. But the main question is, you want to know, just for the sake of comparison, how Donald Trump would have handled this? He said the other day, "My advice to Israel, get it over with. They have to get it done. Get it over with. Get it over with fast. You have to get back to normalcy and peace. I'm not sure I'm loving the way they're doing it there, because you've got to have victory. You have to have victory, and it's taking a long time." He says Hamas is winning the PR war, and that's absolutely true. And Biden's White House is playing a major role in that. So here's the main question. Why do so many on the left hate Israel? And the real root of it, it's not just a nod to Muslim voters in Michigan, although that's worth talking more about. That's a thing. And it's another thing to feel really good about yourself, because you're standing with the oppressed and look how nice I am. That's what the Biden administration did with the Houthis in Yemen. Trump declared them a terrorist organization. Biden, one of the first things he did was take them off the terror list, because that was mean and it hurt the innocent people in Yemen. So they took them off the terror list, and now no ships can pass through the Red Sea. So thanks a lot for that, Joe Biden. Well done. The real reason why so many on the left hate Israel is because they hate the values that America and Israel stand for: life, success, and God. See that mother, that amazing woman? That's supernatural forgiveness. And coupled with a love of God and country, a crystal clear focus on what's good and proper and true. And many on the left just can't stand it. And they'll rather stand with the oppressed, even at the expense of the good. Something you might not know. Coming up next.
Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
Mike Slater, filling in for Bill O'Reilly. Now it's time for something you might not know. Last week, Cardinal Gregory was on Face the Nation, and he said that Joe Biden is a cafeteria Catholic, meaning he picks and chooses what he likes about Catholic doctrine, especially abortion and gay marriage. That criticism of Biden made some news, but what the news didn't pick up was sitting right next to the cardinal was an Episcopalian priestess who tried to justify Biden's inconsistencies by saying, or, as Thomas Aquinas said, you allow your conscience to guide you. Yeah, so Thomas Aquinas never said that. Sounds like something maybe Yoda would say, but Thomas Aquinas didn't. Thomas Aquinas' point was not, just do whatever you want, whatever your conscience tells. No, it was you have to work very hard to keep your conscience in line with objective moral truth. The conscience is a wonderful thing. It can warn you about danger, and you can it'll make you feel bad when you do the wrong thing, but your conscience can also be seared. Everyone has a conscience, but when we hear it, we like to stuff it down. That voice is telling us something is wrong. We can drink it away, use drugs to keep it quiet. Eventually, you may not hear it anymore. Maybe it's just a slight whisper. And that's when that Episcopalian priestess comes behind you and says, yes, let your conscience guide you. Do whatever you want. Do whatever feels good. We stuff the conscience because it's a killjoy. I want to do what I want to do. And this conscience is going to tell me I can't. I want my freedom. And then I go and I do a thing, and then my conscience makes me feel bad, and it's hurting my self-esteem. We've placed self-esteem higher than the conscience. We'd rather have a high self-esteem than a clear conscience. And a conscience is only as healthy as what you feed it. We don't think of the conscience as a muscle, but it's what you feed it. If you feed it filth, it will die. If you feed it righteousness, it will get sharper. John MacArthur puts it like this. He says, the conscience functions like a skylight, not a light bulb. It lets light into the soul. It does not produce its own. Its effectiveness is determined by the amount of pure light you expose to it and by how clean you keep it. We need clear consciences. We need rightly informed consciences. And then and only then can you let it guide you. And I'm pretty sure, who am I to say, it probably won't guide you into the loving arms of the Democrat Party's social policies. But, you know, as Thomas Aquinas said, YOLO. More coming up next.
Attention. If you owe the IRS, this is an important announcement. COVID relief is over and the IRS is ramping up like never before, sending out millions of collection letters to start 2024. Do you owe $10,000 or more or have unfiled returns? Now is the time to act. The IRS can garnish your wages, seize your property, and they can even take your home or your business. Don't let the IRS take advantage of you. It's time to call Tax Network USA. Their team of experienced tax lawyers has already saved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. They know how to negotiate with the IRS and can help you too. Visit TNUSA.com or call 1-800-245-6000. Again, that's 1-800-245-6000. Don't wait until it's too late. Take control of your tax situation today with Tax Network USA. 1-800-245-6000. Call now.
Thank you, Bill, for letting me fill in this week. Thank you for being patient. The great Bill O'Reilly will be back on Monday. Have a great weekend.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.